brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Important broadcast lined up for you today. We are now 24 hours into the coronation of the Supreme Leader. Even mainstream news is calling him a king, calling it a coronation, and legitimizing it, saying that it's a good thing. They're calling him president of the world and saying everyone must get behind Barack Obama, the one-term senator, who supposedly will save us. But then they don't tell the public while they're promising, we will save you, we will give you jobs, we will help you. Meanwhile, over $1 trillion a week is being stolen by a criminal syndicate of offshore banks, and they've told Congress that they are under martial law under the War Powers Act, and that's in mainstream news, and the public just dances, and you know, the kids are buying all the comic books with Obama on the cover as the hero with Superman and Spidey. And the people are smiling and feeling good and saying he's going to fix the problems when openly the elite that are behind him say that they have orchestrated the crises and are bringing in their New World Order. Henry Kissinger and countless other New World Order luminaries, globalist crime syndicate lords, go on television, go on radio, go into the print and say, this is a great opportunity for us. We're going to bring in our world government. We're going to have a global banking cartel running a world bank that runs the financial regulatory system of every nation, and you will pay your taxes to us. Now, are they saying why we will suddenly pay our taxes to the private central banks? Are they saying why we'll pay carbon taxes to them? Are they saying why all the governments are going to get in line? Are they saying how this magically just popped up out of a cabbage patch or a stork dropped off this new creature? No, because it's not new. They've been setting it up for decades. You pay your taxes to regional central banks owned by the same cartel. You write your income tax check not to the federal government, not to the federal treasury, but to the Federal Reserve, which they admit, for decades they denied it, is private. And now they say if that isn't enough, they are going to take over the treasury's issuance of U.S. government bonds. So in the past, the Treasury issued bonds, and then the interest on those bonds, or the interest on the fiat investment in those bonds, went to the private central banks. Now, the private central banks will issue the whole bond itself and get the interest on it, and then you will pay for it in taxes. Paying them to take over everything. Paying them to give them everything. I call that paying to be a slave. And so we're going to be going over Barack Obama. In the next hour, we're going to go live at prisonplanet.tv. We're going to go live for 3 hours today at prisonplanet.tv, simulcasting the syndicated radio broadcast. It's on the AM and FM dial, global shortwave, the internet, and satellite. We will be simulcasting it on prisonplanet.tv in the second, third, and fourth hour today. We'll be taking your calls. But starting in the second hour today, I am going to play Barack Obama's 18-minute speech. 30 seconds after he was given the oath, and by the way, it's confirmed, Barack Obama did not say that he would protect and defend the Constitution. They just decided to leave that out. And they're calling it a mistake, but saying it's no big deal, as if this heavily rehearsed thing with Obama never missing a beat, as if the Supreme Court justice and Obama just messed it up, and they didn't go back and fix it. They didn't go back and repeat it. They just let you know that they're not going to do anything but betray that oath. They're not even going to give that oath. So in the next hour, we're going to go through his speech piece by piece. Call everybody you know. Tell them to tune in. We're going to break it down. And every point I make, I'm going to give you the facts and the proof to back up what I'm saying. Stay with me.
Oh. Hi, this is Steve Shank. eFoods does it again. The three-day responder provides one adult with 3 days worth of healthy, delicious, easy-fix food. The price of the three-day responder is almost ridiculous at $21.95 for actually 12 meals plus snacks. When you taste the food in the three-day responder, you'll understand why families trust eFoods Direct to provide healthy, delicious food for every need. Whether you're hunting, playing, or responding to an emergency, the food in the three-day responder is easy to fix and ready to go. Food is an everyday need. The three-day responder is for the time when food should be the last thing you have to worry about. The three-day responder, $21.95. Sometimes the best things do come in the smallest packages. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
The United States is bankrupt and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Coming up in the next hour, we're going to play Barack Obama's 18-minute inaugural speech where he laid out his agenda, and every little point he made, every 10 seconds or so, he would make a new key point. It was all shrouded in propaganda, semantical deception, and twisting, but we will go through every point he makes, and then I will stop the tape, and I will break down what that real agenda is, and how they're going to package everything they do with a nice, flowery, cute bow on top of it. So that's coming up in the next hour, and so please, your email list, your blogs, your MySpace accounts, your friends, your neighbors, tell them to tune in. If you're listening on a local AM or FM station, tell folks at red lights or in the grocery store you're about to walk into, or into the farm supply shop you're about to walk into, or if you're about to walk into your office, or if you're walking into church, or you're going into a hardware store, tell people to tune into that local AM or FM, whether it's a 90.1 in Austin or 590 in Austin, or whether it's different stations around the country. And if you're saying, well, I'm listening to you on the internet, or I'm listening to you on shortwave or satellite, even better. Everybody, or at least 75% of the country on average, has internet, is connected, knows how to go click the Listen Live button. We've got it there in Windows format. We've got it there in QuickTime. We've got it up there in Flash. We've got a whole bunch of different audio formats for anybody and everybody, so it's user-friendly, and if somebody doesn't have a particular player, they can just click on the next version. It's all there available at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com on the Listen Live pages. Because we need to continue to grow this audience. It's growing fast, but not fast enough, because we know what's going on, we understand the true program, and the public is receptive when they hear the truth. Our job, my job, your job, is to get the word out to them. You know, it's all about people power. That's why Barack Obama is saying, I need your help. I need your help to feed the children and help everybody and love everybody in Africa and Asia and Latin America. I need your help. And it all sounds good and sounds friendly and sounds sweet, and they wrap it all in this big multicultural package. But at the end of the day, he is a total front man. It is a cruel hoax. He is a Wall Street front shill. And has already betrayed everyone, and is going to betray people even further. He's going to pull a few stunts, like suspending the trials of the Gitmo slaves, who've been tortured in some cases 7 years, 6 years, 5 years, depending on who they are. Because even though they've tortured them, now they come into court acting like they're going to plead guilty. They've marched them up in several court hearings. They torture them at Guantanamo. They take them to the U.S. for military tribunals. And even though they allow embedded, you know, trusted reporters in, so it doesn't get a lot of attention, they go, okay, you're pleading guilty to carrying out 9/11. And they open their mouth and say, I've been tortured for years, help me. Oh, God, I was involved. And they go, that's it. Okay, you're not pleading guilty. Take him out of here. And they literally gag him and drag him out. And then behind the scenes, commence torture operations immediately. And you can tell those guys are strung up by nighttime, boy. The electrodes are coming in. The torture ops are coming in. They admit, I'll never forget, in the Washington Post, bragging just 4 or 5 months after 9/11. It's in my film Road to Tyranny. We actually show the article. They say, yeah, we're not just torturing the terrorist guilty and never proven innocent. The opposite of innocent until proven guilty. And why do you have that? It's not to protect the bad guys. It's to protect the good guys. It's because an evil governments tend to torture people and make stuff up and have false confessions. And they said, we're also torturing the children. And then it came out, that's what they do. From raping people's children and wives in front of them with battery acid-covered giant objects, that's the Army's own report, to killing them, to doing things like, we've got your sons and your wife, and they're all going to prison, including your 10-year-old and 7-year-old boys. They're never going to leave prison, Muhammad. So what did Muhammad do? Remember that case? He came out and he said, I wanted to blow up this building, and I did that, and I did this, and I did. And then it turned out some of the terror attacks were done 3 years after he was already held. But the media didn't care. They went ahead and went with it and said he did it. And then they brag and say, yeah, it's now a Pentagon policy to threaten people's children. That's what America and the good guys are all about. We're doing it to keep you safe from Al-Qaeda. And by the way, I gave this to Aaron last night to get them on as guest. Will you run into the producer, the fill-in producer right now, and get him to give me that L.A. Times article where the woman spanked her child lightly. I mean, admit she spatted the children who were fighting on the airplane. She said, stop it, stop it, stop it. 3 spats on the leg. And she was arrested under terrorism, not allowed a lawyer, and held until she pled guilty and is now serving a lengthy prison sentence for terrorism. Now, understand, spanking your children is not illegal anywhere in the U.S. It's doing serious physical harm. Yes. You can check the code, check the laws. But these lawyers that run the FBI, they love little tricks. The terrorism is the disturbance on the plane. It says that in the article. And it admits to hundreds of cases where parents spank their children. People are also being charged now for taking photos on airplanes. There's no law against it, but the stewardess walks over, and if you argue in any way and say, well, I'm just taking photos out the window, see, it's the police state's about getting all these petty nobodies into the fun. Then they say you cause a disturbance, even if it's just talking. And tens of thousands are now in federal prison for that. Now, this all sounds insane. It's meant to be insane. It's meant to be over the top, to set insane precedents where you'll put up with anything. So how do they get you in the future into their FEMA camps? It'll just be, oh, you talked back to the police, and that was resisting arrest, and now that's an act of terrorism, so you get life in prison in a forced labor camp. And that's in the bills introduced at the state level. Remember the Oregon case? They said downloading music, protesting without a permit, life in prison. This is a quote, in a forced labor camp. Now, here is the L.A. Times yesterday, and I covered this yesterday, but I'm getting back into it, because I see these stories all the time, and I was on air going, I see stories every day where they're using the Patriot Act in non-terror-related cases and terrorism charges. And then they walk in, and they go, you didn't see this? We just put this on your desk. See, that was the day's article. I mean, I'm so used to this, I don't even cover it anymore. In-flight confrontations can lead to terrorism charges. At least 200 passengers have been convicted of felonies under the Patriot Act, often for behavior involving raised voices or profanity. Some experts say airlines are misusing the law. The airlines aren't doing it. The feds are happy. This is about domination and power, folks. Reporting from Los Angeles and Oklahoma City, Tamara Jo Freeman was a Frontier Airlines flight to Denver in 2007. In 2007, with her two children, beginning to quarrel over the window shade and then spill the Bloody Mary into her lap. She spanked each of them on the thigh with three swats. It was a small incident, but one that in the heightened anxiety of September 11th terror attacks would eventually have enormous ramifications for Freeman and her children. Okay, and so, and then it goes on to say the flight attendant approached, pointed out that the Bloody Mary was on the ground, and then the plane landed, and they had her arrested, and she's in prison right now. I mean, you've got to love that, folks. Let me tell you something. You spill a Bloody Mary, you spill an apple juice, you got a good chance to go into federal pen as a Al-Qaeda terrorist. Now, I keep explaining to everybody, this is the key to everything. I told you when they passed the Patriot Act 1, when they passed the addendums to it, I told you, I read it. It said Section 802, all misdemeanors are acts of terrorism. It was written by the Justice Department back in the 1990s, and they were unable to pass it. It was written as a domestic terrorism bill for the American people. So if they want to lock you up for the rest of your life, talking back to the cops, folks, you're gone for life. Oh, and you don't think it's not going to happen here? Listen, they didn't build FEMA camps for nothing. Now, all over the nation, we see these reports coming in. Folks, there are people for one marijuana cigarette in places being charged with terrorism who are in federal prison serving 20-year sentences right now. It's in the news. And what do? The ad council runs ads where a guy's saying, marijuana's not bad. It doesn't fund crime or terror. And the guy goes, oh, yes, it does. And then the guy goes, oh, I guess you're right. I guess I'm a terrorist. And they're getting you ready for this. So I told you they were going to build this giant police state grid in the name of fighting Al-Qaeda. It was already built before that. They just unveiled it after 9/11. And then they build the thing up. They get everybody, yeah, let's take all the rights and abolish the Bill of Rights and abolish the Constitution and get rid of due process. And let's fight Al-Qaeda. Yeah, it's okay. They're raping people with battery acid objects and Ghraib. I'm all for that, Abu Ghraib. That's how you get tough in a war. And then the whole time, the real FBI training manuals we were getting, the real federal marshal training manuals, the videos of FEMA teaching police, it was the founding fathers are bad, gun owners are bad, confiscate their guns, prepare to take over, the New World Order's good. We put the videos out, internal training videos of it happening. And we told you they were going to swing that whole apparatus around. Not just that Barack Obama was going to keep all of that stuff that Bush set up, but that he was going to use it on you. Not because he runs anything. That's the next phase. So get ready. Homeland Security,
FBI, CIA, a million man army, all coming for you and your family.
Are you one of the millions of people who make New Year's resolutions? Are you also one of the millions who wind up breaking those resolutions? Would you like to keep at least one of those resolutions this year? Well, right now, success is one click away. Let this be the year you are going to protect yourself year-round. Pepperspray.com can help keep you safe by offering you the largest assortment of pepper spray and other personal safety devices on the web. Check out our monthly specials, as well as receiving a 10% savings by using coupon code GCN when you shop at pepperspray.com. Be proud of yourself this year for taking the biggest and easiest step in self-defense and shop pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. That's 1-800-908-9988. Pepperspray.com wishes you and yours a safe and happy 2009.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They've both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
You know, I'm going to ask the great folks over there at the PrisonPlanet.com forums. We have limited staff. It was 5 years ago in Oregon, 4 years ago, no, 5 years ago in Oregon, and 5 years ago in Rhode Island, where they introduced bills that said that if you protest without a permit, if you download music, it listed hundreds of things. It was a federally written bill. They tried to have the states pass that you would be given life in prison. And the Oregon one had a little added little goodie in there about it being enforced labor camps at forest camps. And then I had a mayor on. I had a local NBC host on from Oregon, TV presenter. And they showed the camp and showed it set up and ready by Homeland Security. And they have the Civilian Inmate Labor Camp program. You can Google that. It's at army.mil. From 86 until 97, it was secret. Tens of thousands of American prisoners in secret work camps inside the United States. Well, yeah, they kept that secret from you. Go read the Army. They admit they kept it secret. They're very proud of it. And see, now they've built hundreds and hundreds of these smaller camps, and then, what is it, 4 1-million-man camps. That was in the Houston Chronicle. This is a total conversion over to this. And the answer is not to cower and go, oh, my gosh, they're doing this. We better get scared and shut up and go along with it. Listen, you can serve them. You can love them. And if you've got a house, a business, a patent they want, they're just going to take it. And then they're just going to say you're a terrorist and have guys in black uniforms arrest you. And if you make a false move, they're going to fire automatic weapons fire into your body and then, you know, be given medals for it. This is what hardcore tyranny is. This happens all over the world all the time. And all over the nation, on video, the police come up, beat somebody down, and then openly charge them with assaulting police. And the courts will go before the jury, and the judge will say, you see, after he was tasered on the ground, he raised his head up. That was resisting an assault. You were instructed to follow the law. He has violated it. He did resist and assault officers. Now, judges aren't supposed to do that. They didn't do that in the past. Juries were supposed to judge the law as well as the facts. They were literally the final arbiters above the judge. Now they don't. They go, well, jury after jury goes, well, he didn't really do anything to the officer. You know, he was convulsing on the ground, and his hands, his fist came up to his chest as he was shaking. They called that a physical attack, making fist or the leg kicking. But the judge ordered me to do so, and they go, all right, 15 years in prison. Go to the pen. And those cops go home, and they sleep good at night, and they feel good. Oh, they feel real good about the power. And this woman spanks her children. Tomato juice gets on the ground. You are hereby arrested under the United States Patriot Act as a terrorist. And then she was held, not allowed to see lawyers, until she pled guilty. As a terrorist. As a terrorist. And there are thousands of these cases, not 200 like the LA Times says. Thousands and thousands and thousands. I want an article about this. I want to, Kurt Nemo, Paul Watson, Steve Watson, somebody needs to go get the Senator Menace bill. I forget the number. It was 1644. My memory's good, but it's not that good. That was Oregon. Also get the one out of where it almost passed, and then thousands of people protested, and it came out in the news, and it said, if you protest without a permit, life in prison. If you desecrate the flag, if they always put something in there to sound good, life in prison. But the worst one was not in Rhode Island. It was even worse in Oregon. But the key to the whole deal was the governor came out and apologized and said, look, the feds just brought the state this bill and asked me to ask the legislature to introduce it, and it almost passed. I really hadn't read it. I really hadn't read it. So understand, we're not exaggerating. We're not joking. I know it sounded crazy years ago when I told you the Patriot Act was going to be for all misdemeanors, but it said it in Section 802. It says any violation of federal or state law. And then it says as per subsection, and then you go to the U.S. Code, and it says any misdemeanor. Any misdemeanor. Gone. Life in prison. So whereas the Soviets would just come secretly grab you, or the Nazis would, they, in this new system, they're going to charge you with something. Now, the Nazis would do that as well, but the Soviets just didn't even care. And they have this sick legalese, and they say this is a tyranny. Our black uniforms and ski masks aren't tyranny. The cameras tracking everything you do aren't tyranny. Your children having fences around the school and having drug dogs come in and cameras watching them in the bathroom isn't tyranny. And having a million-man security force under the president's control isn't tyranny. Well, if doing everything Mao, Hitler, and Stalin did combined isn't tyranny, I don't know what is. We're going to go through all the news when we get back. Coming up in T-minus 30 minutes, big analysis.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
What will you do when the economy collapses, store shelves are empty, and your stored food is gone? How will you feed your family? True self-sufficiency and peace of mind is being able to grow a wide range of crops, ensuring a well-balanced diet for your family. GetSeeds.net is offering 100 different varieties of GM-free vegetable seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You get over 14,000 seeds for only $49. We offer a complete range of seeds, including heirloom tomatoes, old-fashioned beans, carrots, sweet corn, peppers, cucumbers, celery, broccoli, onions, cauliflower, asparagus, spinach, melons, and a whole lot more. This is one of the finest, most affordable seed offers that is on the market today. Variety in your garden means a diverse and healthy diet for your family year-round. So go to GetSeeds.net or call 1-877-394-6657. Supplies are limited, so order today. That's GetSeeds.net or 1-877-394-6657.
Cyrus Jones.
Cyrus Jones from 1810 to 1913 made his great-grandchildren believe you could live to 103. 103 is forever when you're just a little kid.
So
Cyrus Jones lived forever. Grave digger,
when you
dig my grave, would you make it shallow
so
I can feel the rain? Grave digger.
Hey, police, they taught you to violate the Bill of Rights, the Constitution. They told you it was okay. They slowly twisted you to the dark side. And now you get to drink from the same cup as the people.
Now you should never have.
I know most of you aren't evil, but you're not speaking out against the evil. You know, when my writers are writing a story about a woman spilling a glass of, or kid spilling a glass of tomato juice and being charged with terrorism, L.A. Times, thousands of others, go look at those cases. Look at the people's names, men and women. I've seen a bunch of reports on airplanes where somebody who's a diabetic goes into shock. They won't respond. They start babbling. They're delirious. They land the airplane. People come on board. They're unresponsive to the cop. They taser them. And then guess what happens? They get charged And in a few of the cases, they've been reasonable after they've already tortured them and dropped the charges, but there's other cases where they don't. Oh, you don't believe me? Just Google those terms, and you'll pull that up. Google diabetic charged with terrorism, or man charged with terrorism for collapsing on plane. This is the new system. A predatory government just viciously, savagely, not even going after people that resist it. They go after us as well. But going after completely innocent, mainline, dumbo sheep. Because they've got camps to fill. They've got prisons to fill. It's a business. They don't ship the narcotics in here for nothing. It's not enough to make the $400 billion a year the central banks make off laundering that cash. It's not enough. Funding all the sides fighting with each other. They're going to take your children to prison when they get caught with the drugs they shipped in, while at the same time they push Ritalin and Prozac on them. Got an article here dealing with that, by the way, the mass drugging of the American people. Americans drug their children with 300% more psychotropic meds than Europeans. David Gutierrez, National News, reported on this. It says psychotropic drugs are prescribed to children in the United States at three times the rate of children in Europe, according to one of the first studies to rigorously compare such prescription patterns between different countries. There is significant greater use of atypical antipsychotics. Oh, yeah, that's what those are. Those are antipsychotics you take. And selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor type antidepressants for children mental health treatment in the U.S. and in Western Europe, lead researcher Julia Zito said. University of Maryland School of Pharmacy examined the prescription of psychotropic drugs. You know, I don't need to read the study, which I did read last night, to I scanned over it, to know that. I heard them announce on Fox News Radio and then read it in the Associated Press in January, earlier this month, that there were over 100 million prescriptions in 2008 for serotonin reuptake inhibitors alone. I'm already digressing here. You know, Kurt Nemo is going to come into town next week. He works in New Mexico. He's coming in for a week to work here in the office as we redesign PrisonPlanet.tv. And you know, he told me, I said, hey, let me buy you some plane tickets to fly out here like last time. He said, I'm never flying again. He said, I can't get on a plane. I'll spill some tomato juice or something and they'll put me in prison. And it's true. I mean, listen. Imagine if George Orwell would have written in his book that if you got on a plane to fly somewhere, of course, in 1984, they didn't let the low-level people do that, which is going to be like that here, too. They said they want to stop commerce, stop trade for most people. That's what the globalism is about. They want to destroy the economy. Obama promising to jack it up and fix it, it's a lie. But imagine in 1984, a fictional account of total tyranny, where you spank your child, which isn't against the law, spat them on the plane. And that's the real reason the stewardess called terrorism. And then, because the children spill the tomato juice, and then you, well, I mean, here's the article. Should have read that earlier. I had it here in the stack. Here it is. In-flight confrontation can lead to a terrorism charge. She spanked each of them on the thigh with three swats. It was a small incident, but one that, in the heightened anxiety of her September 11th terror attacks, would eventually have enormous ramifications for Freeman and her children. Aren't you more afraid of not the bogus terror attacks, which have a better chance of being hit by a car or drowning? Why don't you be more concerned about real things? You know, what I'm really concerned about is a government that charges you as a terrorist for spatting your child. The incident aboard the Frontier flight ultimately led to Freeman's arrest and conviction for a federal felony defined as an act of terrorism under the Patriot Act. And they used Patriot Act procedures. She had no idea she was breaking the law, said Freeman, 40, who spent 3 months in jail before pleading guilty. That's right. They don't let they federally hold you. Don't let you have lawyers until you plead guilty. Freeman is one of at least 200 people on flights who have been convicted under the amended law. In most of the cases, there was no evidence that the passengers had attempted to hijack the airplane or physically attack any of the flight crew. Talking back resulted in anti-terror charges. And, man, those stewardesses, they know it now. A lot of them, you know, a lot of them are nice and friendly and bring you the the Chex Mix and the Sprite. But others, I mean, I've seen it smell. Say, can I please have a pillow? No. Or somebody tries to get up and go to the bathroom. You can't do that. And they're just grinding their teeth on a power trip. See, that's how a tyranny works. Just all this scum and filth and nobodies with just incredible power. And now there's going to be a 1 million-man domestic force as large as the military of drafted 18 to 24-year-olds, part of the government, and then with classic fascism, a separate USAservice.org with governmental power and funding separately under one man's control, Barack Obama. But that man is an agent of the Ford Foundation in Annenberg, CPB, and so that's their army. We've already seen this all over the country. This has been in the newspapers where somebody will have a little table out, you know, handing out anti-Obama material. And women will come over and call the police over, and the police will just go ahead and take you to jail. Because in a tyranny, the police always respond, even when there's not even a crime, when someone tattles. You think I'm joking? You can pull those cases up. Now, this hasn't become massively widespread. Yes, it's tens of thousands, but out of 300 million, that's not that big. It's horrible. It's terrible. One person being abused sets a precedent and is dangerous. And they're trying to now bring it nationwide with federal training and control through the threat integration centers and emergency management centers that are federalizing all your cities and counties and towns with police training to teach them this. The Justice Department defended her prosecution, saying that they have helped improve airline security. He added that the department has only pursued prosecution when the facts and circumstances of the particular case warrant such action. Indeed, the laws have given airlines flexibility to clamp down on unruly behavior. But the intent of the Patriot Act revisions was to put terrorists in violation of a law before they could execute an actual takeover. No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't L.A. Times. Go read the bill, Section 802 of it, of H.R. 3162. Passed October 27th, 2001. Go in there, go to thomas.loc.gov, and read what it says. You know, I go on national radio shows and TV and regional TV and national TV, and they'll go, Mr. Jones, your conspiracy theories about plans to put us in camps and your conspiracy theory about how the Patriot Act's for the American people. Come on, sir. And I'll say, well, the John Warner Defense Authorization Act states that they're preparing Homeland Security through NORTHCOM to put regular troops on the streets to police the American people and to fight against revolution, insurgency, rioting. Again, that is pointed at the American people. That's pointed against the mass of the population. The whole NORTHCOM, the whole thing, publicly is pointed at us. It isn't our government. It isn't our military. It isn't our FBI. It is totally controlled by foreign, offshore, ruthless, arrogant corporations that want a total tyranny in place so they can rob, steal, and loot. And if you protest or demonstrate or sue them or try to stop them, they'll just come and arrest you and you'll disappear into a camp. And not only will the general public during this coming tyranny go along with it, many of them out of subconscious fear, they'll engage in doublethink and decide they like it and will cheerleader it, saying, hey, we got to do what the government says and they'll fix it, they'll make it okay, they'll make it all right, when it isn't even our government anymore. When they create regional governments under 10 FEMA regions, which they've done, when they bring us into an SPP, economic union, which is what it is, when they do that, it allows them to create new forms of government outside the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, that run parallel. And then the Supreme Court comes out and announces, yeah, even if police lie to get a warrant or don't have a warrant, they can still use the evidence obtained in your prosecution. That's the new ruling. I read the ruling last night. I saw articles about it a few days ago, but I actually read it last night, and it states no more Fourth Amendment. Now, the Patriot Act stated that too, but now it's been codified in through the Supreme Court. It's had precedent created in the highest court in the land. Now, listen. Listen to me carefully. if you go along with this and if you cower, because I'm telling you scary stuff, my intent is not to scare you into inaction. What I'm doing here is telling you the facts and asking you, are you going to allow a pack of criminal foreign bankers to carry this out? I'm asking police this. I'm asking military this. Military and police and government people, a lot of you have listened to me. A lot of you have contacted. That's how we get a lot of our info, years before anybody else knew it. But I'm going to ask you right now. Are you going to continue to live in denial, those of you out there who are on petty power trips, are you going to continue to go along with this criminal enterprise with the PR firms that have given you the spin to think you're doing something good? How much more can you deny? How much more? When 65% of Congress doesn't even pay the income taxes to the private Federal Reserve that the citizens do when it's law. When the Treasury Secretary, the new one being confirmed, doesn't even pay the taxes and says, I don't have to pay him, I'm not going to pay him, when he was contacted by the IRS. Again, just another example of how they're completely above the law. I mean, I'm going to tell you something again, police. $8.5 trillion's been stolen. You understand, the biggest heist in history. And growing. And growing every millisecond. Growing every day. Growing 24/7. I'm asking you a question. Do not live in denial. It is in Bloomberg and AP that War Powers Act was declared over Congress, that we are under martial law. It is on record that Congress was told either you pass this or we just do it anyways under martial law. I've had the congressmen, the senators on. It's on record. You've heard it. Now, is that freedom? I'm going to ask you again. They tell you you break all the rules and cut the corners, and now they're getting rid of the laws so you can do it, quote, legally, just like Hitler said he could legally shoot little kids in the back of the head. I don't care if you claim you've got a law. I don't claim if Stalin claimed he had a, you know, could pass laws because he was a dictator. Do you want to be part of this? Do you want to be involved in this? I'm telling you, it's going to fall. I'm telling you, it's not going to work here, and it's going to be a bloody, stinking mess. And I'm not some hotshot, bravado, testosterone guy who wants to have a war and is all into the idea of dead cops and FBI agents laying all over the place, okay, and dead citizens everywhere. But I'm telling you, you've taught us how to be cowed. You've taught us how to submit. You've taught us how to quietly watch women and children go to prison for marijuana as terrorists. When you lie to the media and said, it's not for the American people, it's for terrorists. And your Military Commissions Act saying you can secretly grab a U.S. citizen, secretly torture them, secretly execute them. Do you think you're immune from this? Do you think you're safe from this? You may think the whole public's cowed, even if you're evil. I'm talking to the psychos out there who like all this and know I'm telling the truth and work for the system. Do you really think that 1% isn't going to fight back physically? Do you know 1% of 300 million people is 3 million? See, you're going to lose, but your banker boss is offshore. They're going to win. They're going to leave you here in this nightmare, in this scum hole, as all of this happens, with all the propaganda about how you're the good guys and you're doing a great job and you're fighting terrorists and you're watching your butt and you're taking care of the future, when it's the opposite of that. Hey, cops, they put aspartame in all the children's gum now, even if it's sugar gum. You know what that aspartame does? Did you know it is the fecal matter of E. coli? I know. Go ahead and laugh, cop. Go ahead and laugh, FBI. Google now. Aspartame manufacturing process. It is toxic E. coli feces that literally attacks the brain. And that's why people 25, 30 years old are getting Parkinson's and getting Alzheimer's now. It isn't Parkinson's. It isn't Alzheimer's. It's brain-eating toxins, E. coli crap. That's only one thing you're eating. You are drinking sodium fluoride, police, military, FBI agents, and no amount of you laughing and saying, aha, you kook, will change that. You are eating GMO food that in every major GMO study sterilizes and in many cases kills the rats, guinea pigs, monkeys, goats, sheep, pigs they feed it to. You are dying. You are being soft killed by the New World Order. that your FBI training manuals say does not exist, and that people are terrorists if they say it exists. We have your training manuals. We've got them up on InfoWars.com, so don't deny that. I know that's restricted information, but we have it. So don't you sit there and use doublethink, and one side of your brain says, I know that's restricted information, and then the other side of your brain says, he's a kook, it doesn't exist. I'm sorry, the world government exists, it's out in the open, everything we've said's come true, everything we've said is accurate. No amount of your other federal disinfo agents out posing as alternative news, putting out ridiculous disinfo all day, will change the fact that we've been right about everything. Now, here's the score, folks. I'm going to come in for the next 45 minutes of the second hour live at PrisonPlanet.tv, also on the radio, and I'm going to go through Obama's speech and break it down piece by piece. That's coming up. For this segment, the first segment of the next hour, I'm going to news blitz the news I haven't covered yet, like the Register newspaper reporting, talking pets, Obama's guru wants animals to sue you. Now, that isn't a joke. That isn't from The Onion. This isn't a spoof. I told you over a decade ago that UN documents, they are going to sue you on behalf of cockroaches. But the cockroach can't talk, so the government will speak for the cockroach, and you will be charged with murder. You think I'm joking? Stay with us.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at InfoWars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
We will not be forgotten. We won't be left behind. Our memories will all immortalize.
And boys, children, we'll rise again.
I am a Midwest farmer. I make a living off the land. I ride a John Deere tractor. I'm a liberated man.
You see, the environmental leaders don't care about the real environment. They care about guilt. They use guilt to control people, reasonable people. Oh, turn your guns in. It's for the children. Oh, love about Barack Obama. Accept everything he says. You're a racist. Oh, support Israel. You're for the Holocaust. And now what they're doing, what they said they've always would do, but now this is going to be cabinet level, is the government will represent the animals and then charge you with crimes. All right, here it is, ladies and gentlemen. Talking Pets, Obama's guru, wants animals to sue you. And it goes on, white paper, rethink virtualization. In business terms, Obama's regulations are, Professor Cass Sunstein wants animals to be able to sue, but the government will speak for them. Animals can't reason or express themselves naturally, so the litigation would be handled by the human lawyers acting as ventriloquists on behalf of the animal kingdom. This is from the report. This is going to be the new person in the government. Think Mr. Ed, talking horse, crossed with Elliot Spitzer. Any animals that are entitled to bring suit will be represented by a human counsel. See, oh, well, this is a democracy, but now the animals get to vote, and they outnumber you, and we, the government, the bureaucrats, the anointed, we speak for you. Now listen to this. This is from the report. Any animals that are entitled to bring suit will be represented by human counsel. This is what Obama's proposing. Would own guardian-like obligations and make decisions subject to those obligations on their client's behalf, according to Sunstein. The Harvard legal scholar first proposed the argument in 2002. This is him writing. This doesn't look good for hunters, ranchers, restaurateurs, biomedical researchers, or ordinary pet owners, says the food industry lobby group, the Center for Consumer Freedom, that raises Sunstein's radical rights agenda. In Spain, activists have already proposed that apes be granted human rights. Now, again, all sounds reasonable. I'm not against abusing animals. The point is, the globalists are cross-species, you know, crossing monkeys with a jellyfish and selling them in stores where they glow in the dark. You know, all of these real things are happening. All this toxic waste dumping. This isn't about stopping anything. This is about government having a reason to go after you. And it goes on. Yet the professor proposal is fraught with practical difficulties. Ventriloquists have often been seen their animal veer out of control. Remember, and the guy gets sarcastic, Rog Hull on Emu or Bob Carlegie's and Spit the Dog. There would be chaos in the courtroom. The proposals can be seen as part of a trend to fight potential battles through the courts by playing clever tricks with the statutes and legal procedures and processes. A panel and parallel move is the decision to give life-giving CO2 status a pollutant status. Where does the perverse idea come from? Well, total control. And then he goes on to say there are a bunch of idiots that don't know what they're doing. No, they know exactly what they're doing. That's why they're in control. Ever since the New Deal, the Roosevelt Pact attempt to pack the Supreme Court to ram home legislation. It's been preferred route for U.S. activists seeking a shortcut. But at the bottom, it's fundamentally undemocratic and contemptuous of politics. Instead of taking your army to the people and using the powers of persuasion, a bit of semantic clever trickery will do. The strategy shows little confidence in one's own arguments, and worse, little faith in ordinary people to make rational decisions. It's elitism. And then it goes on with more of it. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, we've got to take your farm for the bunny rabbit.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.